Welcome to this Kati Inspiration. Today I meditated about a scene from the Bhagavatam which I found very evocative. It brought about a lot of inspiration during my japa. I'm trying to reproduce the scene as good as I can for you. So this is about King Prithu, who had made a yajna to the Lord, where he worshipped the lotus feet of the Lord extensively. His ecstasy in devotional service increased and increased. And although the Lord, when he appears in this world, never touches the ground, he's always above. This time, out of, let us say, reciprocation, loving reciprocation, the Lord lowered himself and stood on the ground. But still, he took support from the shoulder of Garuda. He wanted to show Prithu, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm standing here where you also stand. Then the time for the Lord came to leave, but because he was so much inclined to the devotional behavior of Prithu, he stayed on, because he is always the well-wisher of his devotees. So Maharaj Prithu could see the Lord should have disappeared already, but he's staying for me. Not only is he staying with me, he's standing with me. And his eyes teared up and his voice started to falter and choked so much up that he could not directly address or speak to the Lord in any way. What did he do? He did what great devotees do. He simply embraced the Lord within his heart and remained standing in that way with folded hands. When I chant, it is good to have these devotional images. Once Srila Prabhupada advised a devotee who was dried out, he should just stop doing everything he was doing and sit before the deities, look at the deities and chant, and he would get strength again. And the same thing happens when we absorb ourselves in a thought of Krishna, a particularly endearing scene. And then, like the Prometheus from the ashes, our devotional feelings arise and we can fly very high in the unlimited sky of Krishna consciousness. Welcome to our next Kartik Inspiration.
Oh,